It's the second high-profile exit from Keir Starmer's entourage in as many days. Tim Allen, the UK Prime Minister's communications chief, said he was standing down to make way for a new team to be built at No. 10 Downing Street. It's part of the fallout over Keir Starmer's decision to appoint Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the United States, despite knowing Mandelson had maintained links to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. On Sunday, Starmer's chief of staff, Morgan McSweeney, quit. In a statement, McSweeney said he took responsibility for pushing the appointment of Mandelson. It was interpreted in the British press as a move to buy the Prime Minister more time. Starmer, though, is still facing calls to step down, including from the leader of Scotland's Labour Party. Meanwhile, Conservative Party leader Kemi Badenoch accused him of being unable to run his government.
The Prime Minister is the architect of his own misfortunes. Right now, we have a government that's focusing purely on its own internal psychodrama. Enough of that. It is time for them to get a grip and start governing the country.
Controversy around Peter Mandelson reignited after a new batch of files related to Jeffrey Epstein were released just over a week ago in the United States. Documents appeared to indicate Mandelson had leaked sensitive information to Epstein while he was a government minister. There were also records of payments from Epstein to accounts linked to the British politician or his partner. Starmer sacked the U.S. ambassador in September, but the latest revelations prompted Mandelson to resign from the Labour Party and the House of Lords, while police are investigating him for potential misconduct in public office. On Monday, a spokesperson for Keir Starmer said he was focused on getting the job done and had no plans to step aside.